Employee engagement at agencies across the federal government is either consistently good, consistently not so great, or consistently inconsistent. While this year's Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey had some troubling results about the way employees view their senior leaders, it also shows agencies that have historically been at the top are still at the top. Agencies at the bottom are still at the bottom when it comes to employee satisfaction, and the ones in the middle are all over the place. Bill Dugan is the president of the National Federation of Federal Employees. He's analyzing this year's survey results along with much of the rest of the federal community, and he joins us now to talk about them. Hi, Bill. Thanks for coming on Federal News Radio.
Thanks for having me, Jared.
So let's start with that point that agencies who seem to know how to do this right have done so over time, and the inverse seems to be true, too. I mean, what are your thoughts about why agencies that are doing a good job do a consistently good job and agencies that struggle continue to struggle?
Well, I think there's some common denominators in many of these agencies that are doing good positive results. I think one thing is they have a good labor relations climate typically in those agencies. When you look at an agency like NASA, which is at the top of the pile when it comes to employee engagement and employee satisfaction, and as shown in these surveys, they have a good labor relations relationship with the unions that represent employees there. They also In some cases, the nature of the work itself, I believe, lends itself to good results. And what I mean by that is when you take an agency like NASA or an agency like the National Institute of Health, which also scores high, those agencies, the nature of the work, it's scientific, and scientists in general tend to be more collaborative and know how to collaborate and expect collaboration. And so there's sort of an expectation that management meets in order to get their work done and accomplish their mission in those kinds of agencies.
It might be somewhat dangerous to generalize too broadly and look at the federal government as a whole, but I'm going to do it anyway. When you look at, you know, cross-agency government-wide numbers, people who said they were satisfied with their jobs in 2010, that was 72%. It's fallen to 64% by this year.
Mm-hmm.
Are there broad themes that you can point to that you know, when you drill down into this year's data that explain that, other than the fact that federal employees have kind of had a rough time for the past few years?
Well, I think certainly the fact that federal employees have had a rough time the past 2 years is a major contributor. There's no question about that, and I think Congress owns part of that. When you look at, you know, multiple year pay freezes, you look at employees having to make a larger contribution to their retirement plans, the attacks that federal employees have seen from both Congress and from the media, and when we see Congress getting involved in personnel management and legislating away appeal rights for senior managers in the Veterans Administration, it really is demoralizing to the workforce. The other thing that's gone on, obviously, is we've had at best flat, but in most cases, in most agencies, we've seen shrinking budgets over the last several years. So the agencies and the employees that work there have fewer resources in terms of financial resources to get their jobs done, and so people are being squeezed. People are being expected to work longer hours. Many of them are staying longer and not even putting their time down on the books, just to try to get the job done because they believe so strongly in the work that they do in contributing to the agency's mission.
Well, and to that exact point, this year's numbers seem to bear that out. It's still north of 90% when you ask people, A, whether they're willing to put in extra effort to get their work done, and B, whether they feel like the work that they're doing is important. I mean, I guess one of the unfortunate messages that policymakers could take from that is we can treat these folks however they want, and they'll stick around.
Well, I don't think that's necessarily true. I mean, you know, certainly, you know, there's no question that federal employees as a group are very dedicated employees. These folks went to work for the federal government for a variety of reasons, most of which is not that they're making a lot of money compared to what many of them could be making were they not working for the federal government. So there's other motivators that drive these folks to work for and stay working as federal employees, and those are the belief that, you know, they believe in contributing back to society. They believe that the mission of the agency where they're working is important, and it's something that the American public needs and that the taxpayers need, and they're there to help accomplish that mission. So, but folks will only put up with so much for so long, and I think we're already seeing, in some cases, we're seeing some of these high retirement numbers that we're seeing are not solely based just on the fact that people are retirement eligible. A lot of these folks, I think, would stick around and intended to stick around, but they're just getting fed up with all these other factors like the budgets and the pay freezes and, the 1% raise. People are going backwards in terms of their spending power by continuing to commit to be federal employees based on what we've seen the last several years.
One of the data points that a lot of people have pointed out about this year's survey is that confidence among the rank and file in their agency senior leaders seems to be falling pretty much across the board, agency by agency. And yet that's not necessarily true for employees, individual supervisors, as one of our earlier guests, Jeff Neal, pointed out. Do you have a good explanation for why that's the case? A, why senior leader confidence is coming down so consistently, and why that's not true of immediate, line supervisors?
Well, I think there's a couple things. One is most employees, They have a good relationship with their supervisor on a day-to-day. That's the person, that's the manager, if you will, that they see every day, that they work with every day, that they get their marching orders from, and that they get feedback from on their job performance. So in general, there's good constant contact and communication among many federal employees and their immediate supervisors. That's not the case with senior leadership, by and large, in most agencies. One of the weak points, I would say, with many federal agencies is they do a very poor job of communicating from the top down in a timely manner and in an effective manner to get their messages to the workers, down in the lower parts of the organization structure. So employees are not hearing constantly and important messages from senior leadership. And in some respects, senior leaders are sort of absent in terms of recommitting and rededicating themselves and the rest of the organization to the importance of accomplishing the mission. Employees are not hearing that, so they're left sort of saying, "Well, what's senior leadership up to?" And if you're not hearing from them, you're not sure what they're doing.
Well, and so to tie together a couple of the points we've made already, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but it seems like employees still feel like their jobs matter, but they're not hearing from senior leadership why they matter.
That's right, yeah. For many employees, they don't have a good sense necessarily of how their individual job ties to and helps to accomplish the mission of the agency. That's one of the important things that was identified many, many years ago across the government in a lot of agencies. And agencies have been really struggling with how to make that connection, how to have employees make that connection and show employees that their job matters. And according, what we're seeing in the results is that they still haven't figured out how to do that. And I think that fact is hurting senior leadership in terms of the employees having confidence in their leadership skills and in them knowing where the agency's going and kind of setting the course and charting the course for the agency and the employees that work there.